one of the Forest Service recreation technicians was visiting a campsite over on Chateaugue Lake, and one real old lady was sitting there whittling with a knife, and they had a fire, campfire going, and they talked a little about firewood, and she said, "I sure hope that when I die, they've got plenty of chestnut wood." And he said, "Why?" She said, "When I hit the fire, I want to be popping and cracking, because when you burn chestnut, it pops and cracks, yeah. Makes a lot of noise."
What we liked about it as kids, it was easy for us to split it and cut it to burn as a stove wood or kindling wood. You know, we burned everything. We burned every rail we could get a hold of because it'd be dry and burn good. So that went on for 7 years till we got it all cleaned up. But I didn't, like I said, I never did realize what happened on this blight or something hit them.
In the winter time, they was good to make kindling out of. Of course, they weren't no good for a fire to make heat. It'd burn up too quick. And me and my dad go right to the top of that hill right there, big snow knee deep, and cut down a slim chest. You know, it'd be a pretty good size. And we'd trim it up right slick and turn it loose down that mountain. But he'd go down through there just like a black snake and come clean to the creek here. And sometimes the ends of them would be coming so fast, they'd hit the creek, the ends of them, we'd have to saw it off and stick up in the bottom of the creek. And then we'd saw it up and get a mule, haul it to the house and make kindling out of it. And, of course, cook with, too, you know, but it weren't much firewood. It'd burn up too quick.
Oh, yeah, my dad, he knew quite a bit about it. He grew up in the mountainous area of Monroe County, Stars Mountain, and he remembers, you know, the chestnut real well. He remembers the dial. You know, the chestnut wood, there's a strange thing about it. All the old moonshiners, that's what they fired their steels with, was chestnut wood. Chestnut wood does not put off smoke much, very small amount of smoke. So they used the dead chestnut wood to fire their steels with so the revenuers couldn't see the smoke. They all did it.
I've been around the steel. My brother and uncle made whiskey, you know. But they'd use chestnut rail and stuff like that. Just like you say, it didn't put out a big smoke where it could be spotted. But it burnt well, of chestnut. It made a good fire. And it wasn't corrosive type burn like oaks and things. Yeah, they'd use it.
No, that's about it. We used them for lumber and make rails out of it, do their fencing and firewood, and they made good firewood, good kindling. When they were dying out, they'd take them old big chestnuts and haul them out and saw them up. And you know, back then they used wood and coal and so forth, and they didn't have anything like gas heaters, and just had to rely on nature, you know, to fire their heating stoves, whatever they had. And